Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. As the days and weeks go by, we get closer and closer to election next November. The U.S. House and Senate will find it more difficult each day to get very much legislation passed. Legislators don't like to vote on controversial issues close to an election. A high priority should be to pass a Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. All of the 12 nations involved have signed on, but now our Congress must approve it. Maybe after the November elections, they can vote during a lame duck session. Another issue on my wish list is tax reform. Our tax code is so complicated, thousands of pages, full of loopholes, the IRS can hardly understand it. Speaker Paul Ryan has spent a lot of time to craft a reform package, but I don't expect anything to get done this year. Now back to trade. We're working with the European countries on a U.S.-EU trade agreement, and I can't imagine that they will move very fast. Our farm policies don't match up with Europe. They don't like GE crops, and they subsidize their agriculture more than we do. President Obama presented his budget this week. Just to be clear, the Republican Congress has no obligation to follow the president's budget. Congress will pass their own budget. The president's budget for the entire U.S. government is $4.1 trillion. When we focus on the ag part of the budget, the president wants to cut crop insurance. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts, Republican Kansas, called that idea dead on arrival. And I think he's right. However, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack pointed out that USDA subsidizes 62% of the crop insurance premium, and he thinks the subsidy level should be closer to 50%. And perhaps he has a point, but with farm income in the tank having plunged 56% in 3 years, I don't expect the crop insurance safety net to be cut this year. The EPA's overreach to regulate all the waters of every farm is on hold now thanks to court action. Farm Bureau calls out to ditch the rule. Well, there's some hope. We shall see. Focusing on President Obama's budget again, he wants to cut the Army Corps of Engineers money by 22%. That money was to be used to rebuild our locks and dams on the nation's waterways. Those cuts are a bad idea. We need to upgrade our water transportation system. Now, Secretary Vilsack tried to broker a deal on GMO labeling, but no deal. Not yet, anyway. This is John Block. Next week, I'll be down on the farm.